Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address plenary session of SCO summit in Tianjin, China today. To also hold bilateral meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to visit Jammu today to review rescue and relief operations and assess damage caused by floods. Home Ministry constitutes inter-ministerial central teams to assess damage in disaster-affected Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab and Jammu and Kashmir. IMD issues red alert for very heavy rainfall in Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand today, forecasts above normal rainfall in the country during September. Price of commercial LPG gas cylinders reduced by 51 rupees 50 paise per cylinder. And India beat Japan 3-2 to advance to Super 4 stage of Asia Cup hockey in Rajgir, Bihar. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the plenary session of Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit in Tianjin, China today. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri told media persons in Tianjin that during his address, Mr. Modi will outline India's approach to fostering regional cooperation under the SCO umbrella. After his address to the plenary session of the summit, Prime Minister Modi will hold bilateral meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Earlier yesterday, PM Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping held wide-ranging talks with a focus on rebuilding the bilateral ties between India and China. Mr. Misri said, in the meeting, Mr. Modi underlined the importance of peace and tranquility on the border areas for continued development of bilateral relations.
Prime Minister's first engagement was a bilateral meeting with President Xi Jinping of the People's Republic of China. This is the second meeting between the two leaders in the space of less than a year. Their last meeting was in Kazan in October last year, where they had laid down certain strategic guidelines for the development of bilateral relations and set out certain goals to be achieved by the two sides. In their meeting, both the leaders were happy to note the progress that had been registered, the actions that had been taken since the meeting in Kazan, and the momentum that had been maintained in bilateral relations since that meeting, especially in the domain of people-to-people relations.
The Foreign Secretary said Prime Minister Modi conveyed it very clearly to the Chinese President that peace and tranquility at the border is like an insurance policy for India-China ties. Mr. Misri said that there was an understanding on the need to maintain peace on the borders using the existing mechanisms and avoid disturbances to the overall relationship going forward. Cross-border terrorism was mentioned by the Prime Minister as a priority, and Mr. Modi underlined the fact that this is something that impacts both India and China.
Cross-border terrorism was mentioned by the Prime Minister as a priority. He did underline the fact this is something that impacts both India and China, and that it's important, therefore, that we extend understanding and extend support to each other as both of us combat cross-border terrorism.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah arrived Jammu last night to review the ongoing relief and rescue operations and assess the damage caused by recent cloud bursts and floods, particularly in Katra, where landslides along the Vaishno Devi pilgrimage route have caused several deaths. Mr. Shah will also chair a high-level review meeting. A report.
During his day-long visit, the Home Minister is scheduled to conduct an aerial survey of flood-affected areas in Jammu and hold meetings with the officials at Raj Bhavan, where he will be briefed by the Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, senior officials from the Ministry of Home Affairs and the UT administration about the rescue, relief and restoration work so far. The meeting will cover the damages, ongoing relief and rescue operations and the restoration of infrastructure across Jammu. He will also meet the affected families. Following the meeting, the Home Minister will visit various areas including Katra, the base camp for Shrimata Vaishno Devi, and is likely to visit Narayana Hospital in Kakrial, Katra, to meet victims injured in the recent landslide incident at Mata Vaishno Devi pilgrimage route. The Home Minister will also visit Kishtwar to assess the damage caused by the recent flash flood and cloud burst. This is N. Gulshan Rana for Akashwani News from Jammu.
The Ministry of Home Affairs has constituted inter-ministerial central teams for Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab and Jammu and Kashmir to assess the damage caused by heavy rainfall, floods, flash floods, cloudbursts and landslides. In a statement, the ministry said that on the directions of Home Minister Amit Shah, these teams will conduct on-the-spot assessments of the situation and review the relief work carried out by the respective state governments. The central teams will visit the flood and landslide-affected districts of Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab and Jammu and Kashmir. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a three-day visit to Karnataka and Tamil Nadu beginning today. The president will grace the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of the All India Institute of Speech and Hearing at Mysuru today. Tomorrow, she will attend the 120th Foundation Day celebrations of City Union Bank in Chennai. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that the spectacular GDP growth of 7.8% in this quarter has proved that no one can manage the economy better than Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Talking to reporters after unveiling the Birsa Munda statue at Bhagwan Birsa Munda Bhavan in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju said the top economist in the world is saying that Prime Minister Modi is running the Indian economy in the best way. He said, to make India self-reliant, it is necessary to promote Make in India and adopt Swadeshi.
भारत में बनी हुई चीजें को इस्तेमाल करना चाहिए, मेक इन इंडिया को बढ़ावा देना चाहिए और भारत को आत्मनिर्भर बनाना है। ये तो प्रधानमंत्री जी पिछले 11 सालों से बार-बार लोगों को अपील कर रहे हैं और हम लोग भी हर जगह यही बोल रहे हैं।
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has issued a red colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. Our correspondent has more on it.
The IMD has also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over East Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh for the next 2 days. The parts of Chhattisgarh, Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, Gujarat, Maharashtra, Kerala and Mahe, Konkan and Goa are expected to experience heavy rainfall till the 3rd of this month. Similar weather conditions are also very likely over northeastern parts of the country for the next 5 days. Meanwhile, the Met Department has released its monthly report forecasting a wetter September with above normal rainfall. It said geographically most parts of the country are likely to receive normal to above normal rainfall this month. However, some parts of northeast and east India, many areas of extreme south peninsular India and some parts of northern India are likely to receive below normal rainfall. This is Neelam Kaushik for Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Himachal Pradesh, normal life has been severely affected by continuous monsoon rains for the past 2 days. Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall in some parts of the state today. We have a report.
The monsoon fury continues in Himachal Pradesh and the Met Department has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall in several areas of the state for today. Due to bad weather conditions, all educational institutions in 10 districts, Shimla, Solan, Sirmaur, Mandi, Chamba, Kangra, Una, Hamirpur and Bilaspur will remain closed today. Meanwhile, in Kullu district, 2 days holiday have been declared in all educational institutions in the sub-regions of Manali, Banjar and Kullu. Due to continuous heavy rain, incidents of landslides have been reported from many places. Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu has directed the district administration to speed up relief and rescue operations. Prabha Sharma, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In Uttarakhand, Met Department has issued a red alert for heavy to extremely heavy rainfall in Dehradun, Tehri, Pauri, Bageshwar and Haridwar, while an orange alert is in place for other districts of the state. In view of the warning, all schools and Anganwadi centres in Dehradun, Bageshwar, Pithoragarh, Almora, Pauri and Chamoli will remain closed today. The forecast indicates that the rain is likely to continue in the coming days. Oil marketing companies have reduced the price of commercial LPG gas cylinders by 51 rupees 50 paise from today. Following the revision, a 19 kg commercial LPG cylinder in Delhi will now be available at 1580 rupees. However, there has been no change in the price of the 14.2 kg domestic LPG cylinders. The price cut brings relief to commercial consumers across the country after the latest monthly revision. According to experts, the price adjustment of the commercial gas cylinders will directly benefit restaurants, hotels and other commercial establishments that use these LPG cylinders for daily operations. And now news from the world of sports.
The Indian team has entered the Super 4 of the Men's Asia Cup Hockey Championship 2025 after defeating Japan. Led by captain Harmanpreet Singh, the Indian team will face Kazakhstan in their final league match at Rajgir today. The match will be played at 7:30 p.m. this evening. So far, the Indian team has won both of its matches and with 6 points, it stands at the top of the points table. In Pool A, China is in the second place with 3 points. Meanwhile, in another Pool A match, China will take on Japan today. In Pool B, two matches will also be played today, the first between Bangladesh and Korea and the second between Malaysia and Chinese Taipei. At the US Open Tennis, Novak Djokovic beat Jan Lennard Struff of Germany 6-3, 6-3, 6-2 to reach his record-extending 64th Grand Slam quarterfinal of men's singles. In another singles match, world number 2 and former champion Carlos Alcaraz of Spain beat Frenchman Arthur Rinderknecht 7-6, 6-3, 6-4 to advance to the quarterfinal. Earlier, in the men's doubles, India's Yuki Bhambri and New Zealand's Michael Venus secured a straight sets victory over the American pair Marcos Giron and Lerner Thien, winning 2-0 in the first round. In another standout result, Indian duo Anirudh Chandrasekhar and Vijay Prashant upset the 8-seeded American team of Christian Harrison and Evan King in a thrilling 2-1 win. This marks their maiden Grand Slam victory, achieved in just their third major appearance. Jigyasa Pandey from Sports Desk.
At least 9 people were killed and 15 others injured when a powerful earthquake of magnitude 6 on the Richter scale struck southeastern Afghanistan late last night. The United States Geological Survey reported that the quake was recorded 27 kilometers east-northeast of Jalalabad. In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak at 9:30 p.m. today, we will bring an insightful discussion on significance of right nutrition to curb malnutrition. During the program, the listeners will have an opportunity to ask our experts questions related to importance of right nutrition, healthy eating habits, symptoms of malnutrition, and how to curb it. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-2371-7117 and 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Anuja. Modi and Xi vow to stabilize world trade with Dragon Tiger Tango in Tianjin as both India and China face the economic fallout from the U.S. trade war, writes the Asian Age. Hindustan Times cites apex courts urges states and high courts to take tough stand against illegal constructions. An Indian Express headline says Home Ministry seeks above 14,000 crore rupee budget to conduct census 2027. The Times of India states baggage delay, dirty toilets, long queues and check-in could result in airport fee cuts. A report in the Statesman states 197 glacial lakes in Kishtwar pose flood threat, putting danger to villages and fragile ecosystem. And finally, Hindustan Times talks about Bharat Vandana Park in the national capital under the headline Mini India in Delhi Heartland, where replicas of architectural marvels from across India will form a central part of the park envisioned as a national, cultural and recreational landmark. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address plenary session of SCO summit in Tianjin, China today, to also hold bilateral meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to visit Jammu today to review rescue and relief operations and assess damage caused by floods. Home Ministry constitutes inter-ministerial central teams to assess damage in disaster-affected Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab and Jammu and Kashmir. IMD issues red alert for very heavy rainfall in Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. Forecasts above normal rainfall in the country during September. Price of commercial LPG gas cylinders reduced by 51 rupees 50 per cylinder. And India beat Japan 3-2 to advance to Super 4 stage of Asia Cup hockey in Rajgir, Bihar. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.